Welcome to Wine, Crime, and TV Time. My name is Kaylee.
And my name is Emily.
And we're here to bring you a little bit of a recap, I guess, from Teen Mom 2 and Teen Mom Young and Pregnant this week.
Also, when you said my name is Kaylee and my name is Emily, and I wanted to say we are the Burks.
Also true. I'm just about to pour us another glass of wine. Yes. We are drinking the original Dark Horse. It's a Sauvignon Blanc.
Should we talk about the wine we drank before this really quick?
We should, but I just want to let you know the Dark Horse to be a bold wine with a big personality. This Sauvignon Blanc has exceptional flavors of lively pink grapefruit. Don't taste that.
Mm-mm.
Backed by notes of fresh tropical fruit and bright citrus with a crisp, vibrant finish.
When I saw Dark Horse, I immediately thought of Katy Perry's, 2011
album. Right, and who doesn't?
And I hate Katy Perry. I think the last time
fan of her.
I think the last time I actively, listened to her was when... Oh, good. Oh. Was when... I vividly remember this. We were driving in your Celica up to Lake Wall and Paw Pack, and I made you, I burned you a new mix, and I think Teenage Dream was on it. Mm-hmm. And I definitely compared that song, and I'm sitting there listening to the song, and I'm like, oh, my boyfriend at the time, Jay. I'm like, yes, Teenage Dream.
Wait, do you remember when Boyce Avenue did a cover?
The cover.
You, me.
That's what it sounded like.
So breathy, yeah. But yeah, Dark Horse definitely also made me think of Katy Perry, but we were drinking a wine before we started. We started drinking a wine because we were like, oh, we'll have a couple glasses before we start. We finished a bottle and opened and drank half of this. Now we're done with this, so we're going to have another one to actually announce, I guess.
Yeah, and then if we finish that, we'll just go in to your mom.
My mom's box.
But her box.
Not her box.
her box of wine.
But yeah, the one we were drinking before was a little strange. So we poured it out into our glasses and we were sniffing it and it smelled like sulfur. It was a little...
I was concerned for our
right? Wine. Wasn't that overwhelming?
Yeah.
So we were okay, it must just be the glasses because we smelled the bottle and the bottle smelled fine. But as the glasses sat...
The smell increased.
It did. It really did. It slowly,
we were in a sulfur mine.
We were. And then we poured another glass and it was totally fine. So it's kind of a mystery.
And one that will never be solved because now we're fine.
I think Emily's going to kind of carry
going
on today.
Yeah. So first we're going to start with Teen Mom 2. And this is, we're starting, I don't want to say current day, but we're starting with whatever's aired sooner.
Mm-hmm.
So we're starting with, it says season 9, episode 26. We all know that is very inaccurate because their seasons are weird.
7.
So this is definitely looks like this is the fourth episode in the season. Would you say? Aired one.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, hold on.
It's the 7th.
Are you sure? Oh, wow. Okay. Okay, yeah. So, I've been watching Teen Mom way longer than I thought I was. So, this is 1, 2, 3. We're going to edit this out. 4, 5, 6. Wow. Okay. Okay, so you're right. Perfect. This is the 7th. So, this is called Normal Parents.
So, that's kind of what we're going to recap today.
Normal Parents.
Normal.
So, which no one has.
I wonder who that's, named after in the
episode, I definitely think it's referencing Jade.
Oh, probably. 100%. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
Definitely represent Jade.
So we kind of just watched this episode together, but not really, because we sat in silence for an hour watching it, because we were holding back from making comments.
Right, because we didn't want to,
it was so
speak on it, and then speak strange. On it again, and, like...
This has definitely been a very hard week of my life, because we are always talking about Teen Mom and crime and stuff, and we had to hold back and
our conversations are so sparse.
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 We were actually talking about our actual lives this week.
Right.
Which we do, but
I feel like we talked so much more about this, like, bullshit, and we were like, okay, well, we have to hold back.
Yeah.
We definitely. And a lot has unfolded in, like, the Teen Mom Young and Pregnant world.
Mm.
So we're going to talk about that later. But I think
we're going to touch on that after we... Yeah,
definitely stay tuned.
Yeah. So, season 9... Wow, yeah, okay. Season 9, episode 26. For a minute in my head, I just forgot that Jade was on Teen Mom 2 and not Teen Mom Young and Pregnant. I was like, did I bring up the wrong...
Wrong person.
Yeah, no, we're good.
Sure.
So we open up with Kale, Isaac, and Lincoln. Where was Lux? In the car.
He must have been with Chris.
He must have been somewhere else. And Isaac, my favorite line of this moment, said, if you want to have bigger muscles, mm-hmm. you have to work out 24/7.
And Lincoln's like, oh, big muscles like my dad?
And Kale's just sitting there texting Becky, probably.
Right, like, she's like, she's literally like, are you ever at a stoplight and you're like, oh my god, I have a minute to text, so I'm going to, and I'm like, totally only paying attention to this stoplight? That was Kale. Like, she's like, sitting there totally focused on the stoplight, texting, like, not even laughing, and we're sitting here like, this is hilarious.
Yeah. And I love, like, Isaac and, Lincoln's dynamic. Like, I think they are, I've never seen them fight. Like, I think they have, like, a great relationship. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And, that was hilarious. And Isaac was like, I guess.
Like, not really.
Maybe
like
not dad, really. But, like, if you were Kale, do you think you would be, like, cracking up?
I would literally be cracking up listening to that. Yeah. But if I were, like, focusing on my phone in the stoplight.
Right. Right.
Can't say I blame her.
And then... Ew. Okay, I'm sorry.
I need to say one thing real quick. Because I feel as though, like, people who listen to this may, like, roast me because I always give Kale the benefit of the doubt.
I do, too.
Like, literally 100%, I'm always like, well, XYZ about Kale. Because for some reason, I relate to her so much. Like, not that I relate to her, but I relate to her
feelings. She's a bad bitch.
Yeah, and, like... I try to be like, okay, I'm understanding where she's coming from. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I also feel like she's very independent.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that also, like, we are all very much independent in the same way she is. We have more of a family dynamic than she does.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that if we were in the situation that she was in, we would have the same.
Sure. Like, I know that she's a bitch at the end of the day, but there's something about her that, like, I will always take her side for some reason, or, like, always, like, not take her side, but, like, stand behind her, if that makes sense.
I'll be watching Teen Mom with Dennis, and he thinks that she's the ultimate worst person, and I'm always, like, defending her, because he, like, he just,
No,
she's just, like, I think she does the best for herself and her family.
And her kids. Like, she, I truly think she's a good mom.
I agree.
That's what I think.
100%. Do but I agree with everything she does?
No, but I do think she's a good mom.
We'll touch more on that, I think.
Sure. Yes.
Yeah. So anyway, they're in the car. That funny scene happens. And then they're at back at her house, and she's having a conversation with her friend. Did you get her friend's name?
Shanika?
Okay.
Was her friend's name Shanika?
I think that was her friend's
name. Can I make one comment before you speak on Shanika in the conversation?
Mm-hmm.
This was my issue with Shanika.
Mm-hmm.
Her hair.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. I actually didn't write a note about that, but I was like, it was definitely in my head.
Because, like, okay, I don't know if you guys know, I can't, like, really, like, show what I'm talking about, but you know when girls get their hair done and they're blonde and they have the money piece in the front where it's, like, nice and bright, those, like, two little pieces, whatever, that's, like, the piece. This bitch had a brown money piece with blonde hair. Like, did you notice that? It was, like, brown right in the front
and
blonde everywhere else.
I noticed. And can I ask you your feelings on blonde money pieces, per se, and then brown everywhere else? Because I know someone that has that right now. See, I still think it's very cringy, and I think it's very, like, early 2000s to have chunky.
I think it can be tasteful. Because this is what I'm saying.
Can I show you?
I think it can, like, oh, I'm sure, like, what you're talking about is cringy. But I think that it can start in the front and fade a little bit.
Okay.
At the root.
Okay.
So that it's bright on the ends and looks, like, bright in that first piece.
Okay.
And then fade back into the brown. But, yeah, no, I'm not interested.
That looks like Kelly Clarkson.
It is literally Kelly Clarkson.
From, like, American Idol.
No, that is not what I'm talking about. Like, looks good.
I can't believe I pulled that up. so fast also.
Right. I'm a little suspicious.
It's fine.
The picture she just showed me, the girl literally had two blonde streaks in the front of her hair and brown everywhere else.
Yeah.
That's not what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying.
Nice and bright pop with a little bit of a bold dark piece in the back, like right behind it, just to make it pop. And then the rest of it, like brown into blonde, whatever. Mm-hmm. But my point is, this bitch had fucking, she had brown and blonde behind it. Like, right. That's not flattering. So that was my issue with Shanika, but like, totally continue.
But carry on. So anyway, Kale's telling Shanika, I don't even know if that's her actual name. It was like an S. Kale's telling her friend.
Oh, I wrote Shanika because I
also thought it was Shanika, but I also could be very wrong. I caught it quickly. She's telling her like pal that Joe texted her July 4th and was like, hey, I'll be over at this time to pick Isaac up. Meanwhile, she was posting and all about okay, so she was talking to her friend and they were talking about Joe, and I guess Joe texted her on the 4th of July saying like, I'll be over at this time. Do you remember what time they said? It was like the morning. I feel like in my head it was 9 a.m.
I do also feel like it was the morning, but
it's very early for 4th of July. But also that comes from adults over the age of 21.
It does, and it also comes from people who don't have to, like, split custody on holidays with their kids.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Not where I was thinking, but yeah. So he was like, okay, I'll pick him up at this time, and I'll return him at this time. And she was like, he's safe, but, like, no, pretty much.
Right.
And then he was pretty much like, all right, we're going back to court.
Right, and mind you, I don't know if we mentioned this, but, so they agreed in their custody agreement that they would split holidays somehow. Like, alternate holidays, I guess, every other holiday, and then, like, the next year it would change.
Right. And when Kale...
So 4th of July is Joe's holiday.
And when Kale planned this trip to Hawaii for a month, which also, do you think it's a very long time to go and be on vacation?
Very long
Like, time. Not only for, like, a broke 20-so-year-old, but, like, for an adult. Like, I feel like I would just be, like, need to go home. And she has dogs. And as a person who has dogs, like, who's watching these dogs?
Right, and, like, just to uproot my kids out of their routine for an entire month? Like, that's a lot.
I feel like the routine for Lincoln and Isaac is different than the routine for Lux.
Yeah, but it's also, like, also a lot to ask. I also am not a mother. I mean, I know that Chris and Javi both said yes, but it is a lot to ask of their dads to be, like, give me an entire week.
But also in...
Or, an entire month, not a week.
A week would be fine, I feel like.
They're yeah, like, yes, definitely. Like, take them.
But...
It is a long flight.
Oh, yeah. You did that with Dennis.
I did that with Dennis.
But I also think that Kale offering Joe Christmas...
Right, like, I would take Christmas over 4th of July with my child.
Right, for like, sure. 4th of July is just, like, whatever.
For sure.
But whatever. So he was like, well, back to the courtroom. Like, see you there. Like, okay.
Which is so extra.
And then I guarantee you, like, we'll have an episode of, like, V being, like, the middleman again. Because right, that's what, like, they always do when they fight.
Let's all get over this. But do you remember there was a period in time on Instagram, like, while the show was airing, or maybe a little bit before, that her and V had a little bit of beef?
Yeah, there was beef.
Like, I think slight beef.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
You know,
also, like, this is, like, stemming away from this episode, but I feel like, Kale felt the way she feels for Lauren. Like, she felt that for V at one point. So Kale still being, like, butthurt over Lauren is definitely stupid. Because I feel like... It is,
but Lauren annoys me. Yeah, and I'm not even a part of the situation.
Are you not? I thought...
Oh, I mean, like, you know... I am Isaac's other mom. No, just kidding. But, like...
Yeah, no, I definitely...
Lauren irritates me.
Yeah, no, she irritates
me
as well.
And she comes off as, like, fake. Phony.
Yes.
Super phony. Wow. So I am, like... Not to say I'm on Kale's side, because that's not, like, what we're here for. But, like, I totally see Kale's, like, side. Because she's dealt with this so many times. And especially with Javi, who, like, is kind of a player. Like, he won't even admit that. I don't know. I see Kale's side. That's all.
Yeah, no, like, his apology to Lauren on Instagram was, like, totally bullshit. So.
And now they're back together.
Yeah, but she, okay, have you noticed, like, I know this is definitely something away we need to, like, circle we back. We need to reel back in. Have you noticed that, like, for Halloween, he posted a picture of all of them together and, like, didn't tag her? Because I think that maybe she didn't want the tag, maybe? I don't know. But, like, she didn't post anything.
That was him? That
he posted her? The picture of all of them.
Okay.
Yeah, because you would think that she would be the one posting the picture of, like, right, the picture I thought of her family. Did. No, it was him. He posted it. She posted, the only thing she posted on Halloween was in her story of Lincoln, of, what's the kid's name?
Eli?
Eli, yeah, thank you. She only posted Eli in her story. She
right, posted, but I thought after the fact she posted. No?
There's that was nothing. Him? Yep.
That him. Was him?
Yep.
Interesting.
Anyway, so
let's move on from that.
Yeah, so then Kale, like, you know, she's having this conversation with Shaniqua. I don't even know what's her name.
Right, I have Shaniqua, and Shaniqua, I don't think that's her name.
Whatever. She's having a conversation with her friend, and she's like, yeah, like, Chris, like, he just showed up, and he just called me from the airport, and it's,
shows
like,
up in Hawaii.
Right, yeah. Right, okay, so Chris, who probably, like, doesn't make a lot of money at whatever job he's at, like, he just shows up? He just shows up. No, Kale paid for this plane ticket. Sure. Like, she's just playing it off. Like,
right, like, I don't know what he does, but...
But I think that a season or two ago, she was talking about how he had, like, no money. And I could be wrong, but I feel
like... But he could have gotten a new job.
He could have.
But, aside from that, even if he did get a new job, I'm sorry. My whole thing with this Hawaii trip, and I'm going to talk about Leah for a second, even though we're not onto her yet, but, like, even with the... Jeremy. What kind of company do you work for that, A, you can just take off last minute and go to your job? Like, and that's my whole thing about the whole Chris thing. Like, him showing up. Like, right. How can you just take off? And Jeremy, like, I'm sorry, but you don't know until the week of. And the week of, they're just going to be like, okay, yeah, take this time.
Yeah, whatever.
It's
who cares?
Totally great.
Yeah.
So, like, Jeremy is, like, besides the point. We're going to get to them. But I also found that a little strange about the whole Chris thing. Like, he just showed up and she said, I have in quotes, it was kind of a blessing.
Oh, you wrote that.
Okay. Oh, I did. Cool. Kind of a blessing that he showed up. Because he helped and yada, yada, yada. Like, no, it was a blessing for you because you wanted him there. And it's okay that you wanted him there.
She got
there.
Some dick on vacation.
Yeah, like, it's okay that you wanted him there, right?
You can say that.
Like, yeah. Why does it have to be like, oh, it was a blessing because he helped with the baby and yada, yada, yada. And, like, MTV didn't film and shit like that, but, like, whatever. But why does it have to be that it was a blessing that he was there to help you and not that, like, I'm happy he was there because I wanted him there, you know?
Right, right. But she wants to, like, beat around the bush a lot.
Right.
And like, she wants to, like, seem like she's not so dependent on him as she actually is. And, like, Kale,
which
you're
I
not
understand.
Fooling anyone, though. Like, we all can see right through that shit. Whatever. Okay.
I just feel like with every other girl, I'm going to be like, listen, bitch. Like, yada, yada, yada. But with Kale, I'm like, no, I understand. Like, I get it. For some reason with her, like...
I definitely understand her more than any of the other ones.
I get it. And maybe it's because we're both Pisces.
Maybe it's because we're both from broken families. Like, two very different things.
True. But, like, there's something about her that I understand her emotions.
Oh, yeah. 100%. I agree.
So, yeah.
So, we stem from that, and she's, like... Then she starts talking about how she wants to have Lux's birthday party filmed. Mm-hmm. So she
with Becky, awkwardly, they're talking, right?
So no, was that with Becky?
I don't know. I have Becky and Kale awkwardly talk about Lux's party.
Yeah, no, I think
it was with Becky.
So then, no, actually, it wasn't with Becky because my first note I had with Becky was, I love Becky.
Oh, I do love Becky. Okay, don't get me wrong.
So anyway, so then it stems from Kale's talking about how she wants Lux's birthday party to be filmed because... Did she say that the last one wasn't filmed? Like, it was weird the way she said it. I think the last one was filmed, but Chris wasn't in it, of course. Chris was only in the launch of her pothead hair care because...
Wait, was the last... Was the last birthday party with Lux when they went to, like, some sort of a gymnasium?
No, they had it at our house.
Or was that Lincoln? That was Lincoln.
That was Lincoln. They had it at our house. And Chris was there, but blurred out. They blurred out. The only time they didn't blur out his face was when they were at Kale's pothead hair care launch because it was in a public place, so they didn't need to blur it out. It was, like, a weird thing like that.
Like, right, like, it was, like, a legal thing.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, so she said she wants his party to be filmed, so Chris then came back and said that he will have his own party. Mm-hmm. So Kale seems a little bit butthurt about that.
100%.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I almost feel like this is like a thing with Kale, it kind of shows in every one of her conversations, like, she doesn't want to show that she's butthurt about something, but is bitching about something, but is like, no, it's totally fine that they want to do this for this, but I'm not offended, but XYZ. And right. It's like, no, but you are offended.
Right. She and definitely, like, is.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And then it cuts to a scene of Becky. Mm-hmm. And we love Becky.
We love Becky. And so Becky's, like, from my area, actually. Right.
And Becky came on the screen and Kaylee starts talking about Becky redoing her house. And then I got jealous. Because
Becky just redid her house, right. If you didn't know.
And then I got jealous because Kaylee is friends with Becky on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And Becky has still yet to answer my friend request.
Right. So somebody's a little salty about it, and it's okay, because we love Becky.
I love Becky. Like, literally, I don't think you heard this, but Becky was on Coffee Convo's podcast. Mm-hmm. And they were, and Lindsay wasn't on this for some reason, but Kale and Becky were talking about how Becky turns everyone straight into a lesbian. And apparently Becky's girlfriend.
No, I did listen to
that. You listened to that one. Mm-hmm. So, like, I feel like I would definitely, like, go for Becky.
Same, because I love,
like,
her.
And it's, like, so bad because I've never,
she
like.
She just has that energy about
yes,
her.
Yes, yes, okay. Yeah, so Becky just redid her house, looks great. Shout out to Becky. She probably won't listen,
but right, if she does. I know, I'm a little salty about that, too, because, like, we both saw on Instagram that she redid her house, yeah. And I, like, made a brief comment about how the pictures on Facebook look better because, like, the ones on Instagram are, like, kind of blurred and small. I had to zoom in. Stuff. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But on Instagram, or on Facebook, it's, like, the actual pictures. And I, like, made a comment, and she literally said nothing. And I was like, oh, I offended somebody.
But, so, then they cut to some scenes of Lux's birthday party. And the theme is too cool. Like, T-W-O, cool, with, like,
the number.
Like, shades. And the shades are, like, very...
Also, I go like this, like, anybody can see me.
Right. And the shades are very Kanye West shades. Circa 2009.
Yes.
Before he was a minister.
Right. Which is a whole nother topic.
Yeah. So, and then, so Kale's, like, all talking about how, like, she's like, I don't know, like, I invited Chris's family, but, like, I don't know if they'll come.
And then, right. And I literally have a note that says Kale is still obsessed with Chris. Like, she's like... Again, it's just the same story of, like, oh, I don't know if he's coming. I don't care. Like, I still want the camera here. Yeah. But, like, if he doesn't want to come, he doesn't want to come. But, like, you know deep down, she wants him to come.
And she wants to sleep with him immediately after the party.
Right, and have another baby.
Right. Lux Jr.
Which, right. 2.0. Lux is literally so cute. I don't care what anybody has to say about Lux.
He's so cute.
So fucking cute.
I was worried about him for a minute.
Like, I understand.
Early baby days, worried.
I totally get that.
Yeah.
But, like, he's so fucking cute, I would want to have another hit of him, too.
Same. And she has the money for it. Like, she's struggling.
Right. She's, like, kicking ass.
Yeah. Pothead, teen mom. She's good. Like, whatever. Like, she's not Janelle fired from Teen Mom.
No.
Has
no.
J.E. Cosmetics, no. Which is doing nothing. Whatever.
No.
Could never even compare the two because trash, no.
So, yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, so she has the too cool theme. And then, so she's talking about the family, whatever. And then the aunt shows up. And
Chris's aunt.
Yeah, Chris's aunt, sorry. Chris's aunt shows up and Kale's like, oh, like, do you know, like, Chris
kissing her. Like,
because we haven't talked or anything in, like, days.
Sure, haven't heard right. From him.
You talked to him 2 fucking seconds ago. And the aunt's like, I don't know, like, Chris is uncomfortable with the cameras considering the scenario. And I'm like, what scenario happened? Like, did I miss something? Because, right. like, why are you uncomfortable?
Like, but he always has been. And this was my whole thing that I wrote down. Like, he needs to get the fuck over it.
No, I don't think he needs to get over it. No? If he doesn't want to be on camera, then he doesn't want to be on camera. But why are you saying the scenario? Like, nothing happened. If you don't want to be on camera, it's just... you don't want to be on camera. Fine. Yeah. I respect that. Fine. Whatever. Anyway, and then, so I guess Chris was feeling bad that he couldn't come to the party.
You totally skipped a part.
Did I?
While all that was going down, he threatened, because
I was getting to that. Oh, you were. Spitting, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, so Chris was all sad, and he couldn't come to the party, so he was like, Carol, like, whatever, I'll come to the party, I'll fuck you after. But if if one camera points in my direction, I will spit on it. Like, what?
Like, sorry, but what?
Like, how trashy.
Also, like, if they pointed at you, like, you
they can, will blur you out.
They have to blur you out. They blurred out
half the children.
Or edit you out.
They blurred out half the kids in the pool.
Right.
Like, they're not gonna just be
they
like...
They blurred out the kid who was holding Lux.
Because they know that's a lawsuit. That's a lawsuit. So they're not...
So, like, why couldn't it just be, like, you better edit me out? Like, you don't have to spit on cameras. Yeah, let's, like, get over ourselves.
Whatever. Anyway, so that was pretty much the end. The last note I have for Carol is, Carol gets her hair braided in the middle of a party by Becky. Like, that was the last one I had.
That was pretty much it for Carol.
Yeah, because that was it for Carol. Blah, 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 shit's party.
So who are
anyway,
we
so now well, let's move on to Brianna,
my least favorite.
So yeah,
I just can't stand her.
Okay, I'm gonna touch on this. I like feel the way she feels, but at the same time, I don't. Anyway, so we start off her segment by saying that I guess Lewis texted Brianna and Roxy. And he's, like, crying that, like, he'll be a better dad to Stella.
Enough.
And then, oh, yeah, she's
also,
out.
Can I say my first note that I wrote down about Brianna?
Annoying.
Can Brianna not look like a bum one time?
Can Brianna shower one time?
Right.
In her life. Okay. Yeah, no, I agree. So, yeah, so she, I guess she's out to lunch at a Mexican place. The food looked really pretty good.
Yeah, they said it smelled good.
Yeah. And
with Brittany. Right? She was with Brittany?
Yeah, she was with Brittany. Brittany's tits were falling out of her tube top. So anyway, then Brianna starts talking about how Lewis was, like, crying to, like, Brianna and Roxy. And Brianna's like, yeah, well, I didn't answer him.
That's how she sounds. Wait, are you getting to the part about how Brianna's like, yeah, Lewis has gout.
And then Britt's like, he looks like...
he is gout, she said. Oh, Brittany's like... he is gout.
And we're like, yeah.
He is gout. He looks like gout. Like,
just gout.
They went on and on about the gout conversation for so long. It was so funny to me.
While her, like, nipple
I love
was
Brittany
out.
Also. I will say, I love her.
I love Brittany as well. So then Brianna says that she's going to New York to spend time with, I almost said Lewis, to spend time with John and to meet his family. Mm-hmm. And she's not
I
excited.
I keep forgetting his name is John.
Right. I wrote Joe at one point.
I keep trying to write Lewis.
But, like, it's weird because Lewis was in the picture for 0.5 seconds.
But also, prior to this, Brianna's sitting there talking about how she's tired of Devon. She's tired of Lewis. Like, she's tired of all these baby daddies that she fucking chose.
Brianna says she's tired of them?
Yes.
Did I miss that part?
You must have, because I have it written down. Brianna
is
tired.
Yeah, but also, like, do you ever sit back and look at the people that you've slept with? Imagine you had a kid with them.
I do, but I didn't have kids with them.
But imagine if you did. Like, of course you'd be tired of
I agree with that. To an extent, Brianna makes it so difficult for these dads to be around their kids and be in their lives. That's how I feel.
I think she's very accommodating, actually. I think she's
really?
Yes. Because I think that she allows Devoin to be around as, like, when he wants to. Like, she doesn't hold back
But
Nova.
Nova is 9 years old. But 9 years old, and just in the past year has it been that Devoin can take her overnight and this, that, and the other thing. He has to come to her house.
But I'm sorry, but that's not... also does not have a license. He clearly has an issue
He has a license.
He does now. I don't know. I didn't...
I'm pretty sure Devoyne has a license. And at least did prior to all the drama. And the drama happened, and she picked him up because he was drinking. And I'm not condoning what he did and saying it's okay. But even prior to that, whatever, she still wanted her daughter having only contact with him when he came to her house. How would you feel as a parent? And I get that we would be moms of kids. We wouldn't be dads. But how would you feel? Say your husband got custody of your kids and you didn't. Say that happened, which it would never happen. It would never happen. But say that happened and your husband said, okay, that's fine. You can only come to my house to see my kid. How fucking uncomfortable is that?
Okay.
In an apartment.
You mean a one-bedroom apartment?
Oh, yeah. A one-bedroom. It was like two bedrooms.
No, okay.
It was two bedrooms. Even Brittany was like, you gotta give him something.
But
I
feel
for Devon. See, I do, and I know that he was an asshole.
I think he's trying.
He's trying. He wants to be a dad.
And I think he is, I think...
How many times have we drank too much?
Right now, honey.
And I guarantee
just
we're
kidding.
Gonna
we're
have kids.
We're not at that point yet.
No, but I'm saying we're gonna have kids and drink too much, and we're gonna have to rely on our significant other.
But I think that also, like,
I
get what you're
saying.
But when we have kids.
He had his kids.
Right.
His kid.
But when we have kids, like, we're not at this weird, like, we didn't have kids at a teenage year. Like,
sure.
When we have kids, like, I'm married, you will be married, like, it's different. Dennis knows I like to drink.
Dennis knows I'm a drunk.
Dennis knows I'm just like an alcoholic. Oh, no, but like, Dennis knows I have to drink, and like, we definitely like have conversations like, hey, I'm drinking this day. Like, you drink this day. And I feel like you guys also have the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we have better communication, therefore, we will not have this issue that they will have. But I get what you're saying, 100%. But
I'm not justifying Devon, but I feel for him. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I feel for him as well, because I definitely think, say, the conversation that he had a few episodes ago with Nova about how he's like, I haven't been around, it might have been last episode, I haven't been around because of this, that, and the other thing, and he definitely took ownership for his mistake.
For sure.
When
he came over the house.
Yes.
And, like, hung out.
Yes.
Like, he did the right thing by going there and showing the effort.
Right.
And being at the house and talking to her. And honestly, this is one thing I will say too. Like, as much as I find Brianna's home life a little creepy.
So weird.
I do think her mom has those kids' best effort in mind. It's just difficult when...
There's like 12 adults raising those children.
There are. And I think that her mom and Brittany even try to see both sides. It's just difficult when you live with somebody like Brianna.
I'm surprised...
Because her mom was like,
"We're
like, Nova, you should write that stuff on the refrigerator. Like, you should explain how you feel and that you want to see your dad
should, yeah,
and you 100%. Miss your dad.
Yeah.
But I personally feel like Brianna would want, not want Nova to feel bad. I don't think that's what she wants. She just doesn't want her to want her dad. You know what I'm saying?
I think deep, deep down, she does not. 100%. Because she also sees with... Celita. She sees that, like, how easy it is without the other parent.
Right.
And it is easy because Brianna can make whatever decision she wants about Stella and not have Louis. Not have him put his two cents in. And I get it. Like, I totally get that.
Mm-hmm.
But she also, I think, I get what you're saying, and but I do, I think that Devon's making an effort, but I also stem back from my own childhood, that with my dad having a drinking problem issue,
mm-hmm.
whatever, like,
sure.
I don't think my dad had bad intentions, but I do think that he could have done better.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that.
And do you almost feel like you wish you, like, had a parent like Brianna to, like, protect you a little bit?
Kind of. My mom didn't really protect me.
Yeah.
So yeah, like, definitely. I definitely.
Sure.
That's where I come from with that.
Okay. I can see that. I can totally see that.
Yeah. So anyway, on that note.
So moving on from me.
So anyway, then, so she's bitching about how she has to go to Long Island and how, like, she just wishes that John would just come. That's how she says it, which is always very weird for me.
John.
How he would just come down to Florida. And she doesn't ever want to go back to fucking New York, Long Island, whatever.
Which irked me.
Right, because I just feel like, okay, like, yeah, like, we get it, you have two kids, whatever. You spread your leg twice to two other people, and now you're complaining about it and bringing that into your relationship now. She's saying that it's easier for him to come down, but, like, no one asked you to have two kids.
And it is, but, like, this is the whole thing, is, A, mm-hmm. this is where I want to start, mm-hmm. you literally chose to have a relationship with somebody mm-hmm. who lives in New York while you live in Florida. That's where I want to start with that. My second point is, how fair is it? I don't care what kids are involved. I don't care. And I'm not a mom. I totally want to stress that. I'm not a mom. So it's easy for me to sit back and say these things.
Right.
But, like, how is it fair that he's going to constantly come to you, constantly fly to you? And again, this brings me back to Devon, of how is it fair that Nova doesn't get to go to his family? Mm-hmm. Nova doesn't get to see his family. He has to constantly come to you. So now you're talking about John, and John has to constantly come to you, constantly come to Florida. You should be excited to go to meet his family.
Yeah.
And go see his family. That's how yeah. I feel.
No, I get that.
I also get being uncomfortable in a situation that you don't know. I also get that.
We'll touch on that, though, because I definitely have a lot to
okay, perfect.
Touch on that. Yeah, but I get where you're saying, and I definitely agree with what you're saying, because I feel like she expects so much from everyone else in her life, and she's not willing to reciprocate
mm-hmm.
to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
So I get that. Yeah. But, so anyway, back to the episode. Then it cuts to them being in Long Island. They're picking blueberries. My note was, I wish Brianna and John stayed together, because I feel like their dynamic here was very, like, it was really good.
It was.
It was really good. And then I put
until John, the end of the episode.
Right. And then I put, John doesn't like blueberries, lol, because he tried the blueberry, and then he was like, oh, no.
Yeah, and she tried one, too, and she was and like, she's like, no. Sour.
Also, Stella, or I put Stelita, is Brittany's daughter. Like, she looks just like Brittany.
I literally have Stella, like, is so fucking cute.
She is so cute. She looks like Brittany's daughter. Her waving to the camera, she was like,
mm-hmm.
so cute. I love, God, I just want to have a kid. Like, I'm giving birth tomorrow.
Okay.
Dennis. anyway, so then we get to, I guess, where was the party at? Was it his aunt's house?
It was,
like,
his aunt.
It was his aunt. Okay, because I wasn't 100% following.
But even prior to that, she, like, had some words about
She it. Had words, but honestly, I didn't write the words down because I just feel like we're repeating a lot of things.
Okay.
Because I just feel like we have the same repeat conversations. She wants him there. And, like, he was like, thank you.
She kind of said she didn't really want to meet them. Like, she...
She was weird about it. Okay, if you... They've been dating for what? A year?
Dating... Was it long?
They've been dating for, I think, a year at that point, maybe. I don't know. Okay. Maybe 6 months, a year, whatever.
Sure.
You'd want to meet your significant other's right, family.
She's like, don't leave me alone with them.
Right. So, I thought it was very... Okay. I get it. Like, I get not wanting to be alone with, like, him to just be like, hey, this is my family, okay, bye. Like, I get it. You want a little bit right. of support. Like, I totally understand that. Like, I've been there.
You're
gonna
leave me by yourself. See ya.
I personally have been there when me and you were not friends. And I felt uncomfortable sure. in our family dynamic. Definitely not now. But, like, I felt uncomfortable and, like, Dennis... literally carry me throughout this house.
Right.
I get it. Like, I totally understand.
And watching that, I, like, tried to see your side of this.
I kind of felt like you were seeing that, because you've never had that problem, I feel like.
No, I'm, like, so different, and that's the thing. Like, I took notes, and I was like, I'm so uncomfortable watching Brianna meet John's family, because I am so, like... not that type of person. Like, if I have to go meet somebody's family, I'm, like, over the top, like, warm and nice and, like, on another level, can't stop talking. Because I'm so uncomfortable, I'm like trying to overcompensate from how uncomfortable I am. Does that make sense?
No, yeah.
But like, I was also trying to see, like, I know who Emily is and I know how she feels. And I was like, okay, Emily's probably watching this and relating to it because, like, she's so, like, not to say that she's not comfortable in social situations. Like, you're not. Not to say that you're not, like, you can handle whatever's going on in a family situation. But if you're uncomfortable, you are uncomfortable. And that's that is that. It.
Yeah.
And there's no getting past that.
Right. So I definitely felt a little bit for Brianna at this time, but the thing that I did not feel bad about. I'm reading my notes. So I put Brianna is straight up not having a good time because she is sitting there sulking. Like she's.
That's probably what I wrote. I'm so uncomfortable watching Brianna meet John's family.
Because they were very nice to her. The one
super nice.
She was like, "My house is your house," and mm-hmm. I was like, "Mike." Mi casa, su casa. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so she was super nice.
And Brianna was still like...
She was like... And then, like, she's like, Nova, you want to go in the pool? And Nova goes in the pool, like, whatever. And then John's, like, friggin' playing volleyball or some shit. And Brianna is...
Not just John. The whole family. Right, the whole family.
But volleyball. Brianna is straight up sulking. Like, period, point blank, straight up sulking. And I'm like... How uncomfortable. Like, that makes it worse.
Right. Like, she was literally sitting on the stairs in the shallow end.
I think I did that when I was 16.
Right. Like, it was so uncomfortable to watch.
Yeah.
And I'm like...
But it might just be editing, but I also feel like it's not.
I also feel like it's not, because all you had to do was get up out the damn pool.
Or get a fucking
get up
drink.
In the damn pool.
Get a drink or two. Take the edge off.
Or, like, your kids are there. You're in a safe spot.
You're good. So then I put John already left her after she, when they were in the blueberry field. Is that what they call it? A blueberry field? Mm-hmm. Like, he was like, yeah, I get it. Like, you don't mean to leave you. He fucking left her. Like, I would leave her too. Because if you're gonna sit there with a, like, pouty ass.
What can you do, though? How long can you linger without, like.
You can't. It's just bullshit. It's
exactly. Just all bullshit. And I literally wrote down in my notes, I have, Brianna is choosing to be uncomfortable and pouty. And that was when she sitting by the pool. I'm like, come on. Like, you can't expect him to just, like, cater to your every damn need. Like, and my last note, I don't know what your last note is, but you're going to continue on.
Mm-hmm.
My last note about Brianna is, I am over Brianna.
I didn't over put her. That, but I've been over her since she's been on the show.
Same.
Anyway, so wrapping up from that.
Yeah, we're moving on. I'm pouring another glass of wine.
Hold on, let me just chug this really quick.
We're moving on to the Apothic wine, which everybody seems to, or the Apothic white. Everybody seems to love the Apothic, blends. There's an Apothic red and I think an Apothic white. And it claims to be a refreshing blend with bright floral notes and vibrant flavors, not flowers, flavors, of peach and apricot that lead to a crisp, balanced finish.
Honestly, amazing.
That's where we're at. Emily's going to carry us into the next person.
Yeah, we're on to Leah. So, Leah breaks some news.
No problem.
That Allie, I guess, before they went to... Okay, this is where I got confused. So, didn't they go to Hawaii for a month?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, before... And they went in July.
Mm-hmm.
So, before they went to Hawaii, she applied for Allie to go to a summer camp for kids with muscular dystrophy. I'm confused, because is that only in August? Like, I feel like it's just, like, the timing is weird. So I thought that was weird.
I feel as though a camp can be only a period of time. Especially a camp that specific.
Okay. Maybe I'm wrong. However, maybe I'm just being a judgmental bitch.
Let me just make this known. Mm-hmm. The first time I wrote, Allie got into Camp MDA. I just want to make that known, that's the first time I wrote that. Also, I wrote... I like Leah's hair darker.
I love her color. I think it looks great. I think she should never change it.
Nope. She looks so
I
good.
I wonder if those are still extensions. You as a hairstylist. They are,
but they look good.
Okay. Well, her hair looks great. Like, looks 100% great. Amazing. Love it. So anyway, so she applies for Allie to go into that camp. And then they come back from Hawaii in the voiceover. And Allie, I missed the point where Allie learned how to read. I keep forgetting how old they are, I feel like. Because I put, Allie knows how to read and reads her acceptance letter. I feel like I missed a big point of their life because like I didn't know they knew how to read that well.
They can read. I didn't but wait, can you tell me what this says? I
don't care. Yeah, what's up? Did you see Aaliyah was, I don't know what.
Four. And.
Tune? I don't know. See, Aaliyah was something. Aaliyah was probably being a bitch in the background. Let's get real.
Probably Aaliyah was being a twat, maybe that says. It doesn't say that, but.
Yeah. So, anyway, so Allie reads the acceptance letter into this camp, which, I mean, of course she was going to accept.
With Corey, right?
No, Corey wasn't there.
I thought she was reading it to Corey.
No, Allie was reading it to Leah.
Okay.
So Allie was reading it, and then I put Leah gives pep talk that doesn't make sense. Because Leah, that I put, this is why her public speaking career did not work out. Because true. Every time that Leah tries to, like, be, like, I don't know, like, inspirational and, like, this and that, it just, I'm just like, what the fuck are you saying? Like, did you have any notes on that segment? Because I just feel like I didn't understand what she was saying.
I had, did you see Aaliyah was something, and I don't know what I wrote.
I don't think Aaliyah wasn't in that part. Like, Aaliyah was in the next part.
And then I have something about Corey, but Corey wasn't in that.
That was in the same part where Aaliyah was. So maybe that's what you're getting confused.
So about. I think in that moment, Leah said, as she was closing up that topic, she goes, Corey's taking care of the kids.
Yep.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yep.
And I'm like, I wrote down, like, Corey's taking care of the kids. What do you mean? Corey has custody of these kids. Like, can we stop?
It's Dakota's week with the girls.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So she, and it was strange because, Corey's not really shown in Teen Mom 2 anymore.
No, I was shocked
to see his beautiful bearded face. I was definitely...
Maybe I was making a note about how Aaliyah was, like, kind of being mean.
Because I put... So anyway, so it cuts to a scene with Allie riding in style with her... with her pink wheelchair. Yeah, so she was, like, riding up to Corey's truck with her pink wheelchair. And then they're getting in the car and they start
riding
talking.
In style.
She was like, anyway. So
were
anyway,
in the bedroom?
What?
Oh no, we're not there.
No. We were in like a random ass parking lot. So they're riding in style. They get into the truck and then they start talking about camp. And then, they don't get into the truck yet because that's the point where they're, like, dropping the kids off and Corey's not making eye contact. Not looking at Leah, not anything at Leah because Miranda will come out of the corner and fucking stab
right.
him if he looks at Leah.
So it's so funny, after I have my note about Corey taking care of the kids, literally I have, in caps, where is Jeremy?
Jeremy.
Because he's been such a big part of
also,
this.
Also, Addie and Jeremy are not in this episode at all.
At all. So then after that, when Corey's in the car with Allie and Aaliyah,
mm-hmm.
and that's what you were talking about.
Right.
I have... Aaliyah starts talking about the fact that Allie can't even bang a blow dryer.
Right,
and I have,
right.
Why is Aaliyah using a hair dryer? Isn't she like 7?
Also, did you hear Corey call her out and say, how many times do you use a blow dryer or something like
yeah.
that? And no answer. But
like,
yeah.
Can you butter your hair?
Yeah, so, like, then, that was a cute scene, though. I must say, it was cute. I get very annoyed by Aaliyah. I feel like she's definitely a huge
brat.
Yeah. I think she kind of, like, low-key bullies her sister. And I think in this scene...
I didn't notice it until
really?
Later.
Oh, really? Because I've, like, noticed it, like...
I've noticed it, but I saw it so intensely later in this episode,
so
which
mean.
We're going to get to.
Yeah. Anyway, so then we go to a scene where Aaliyah's having a conversation with her friend Kylie, and Kylie has pretty great hair color. If I...
Strawberry Blonde?
Yes. It was more red.
Nicely curled. Nice. Looked beautiful, honestly.
I loved it. If...
I didn't want to comment on everybody's hair color because I commented on hers. I also commented on somebody else's, to be honest with
Jade,
you.
Jade, probably.
Yeah, literally yeah. Jade.
Yeah, so anyway, Kylie's hair, great.
Beautiful.
Love you, Kylie. You look great, honey.
Is this when Leah is talking about Jeremy?
Yes. Okay, that's what I said. I said, having a conversation about Jeremy, of course. Of course. Because when are we not having conversations about Jeremy? Because
that's all she has to talk about. It's her whole storyline.
It's so annoying. And she's like, I'm so confused.
Which I get. Like, I'm trying to understand from her point of view because, like, he's a guy and she's a girl and a girl's always going to have more of a connection. And I feel like he's just being a bro and is like, I want to hook up with you, but...
I want to be with you, but
she's confused about that.
I have had the same situation with other guys, like, before the past. It's like, okay, I remember I was, like, seeing some guy back in the day, and he also was, like, texting some girl.
Back in the day.
Yeah, like, whatever. And he was also seeing some other girl, and he's, like, texting this other girl that he wants to, like, bang them. And I'm like, okay, like... what? Like, in my head, it's like you're seeing one person or you're seeing no one.
I agree.
Like, you're not seeing multiple people.
I agree.
So, like, I get how she feels because I feel like Jeremy is, like, the guy I was seeing. Like, he was...
Or, like, she doesn't want to admit what she's truly feeling for him, like, because she doesn't want to sound stupid to him.
Right.
But, we all, you know what I'm saying? Know. Like, we're all girls. We not see all, through you. But, like, we are girls. And, like, we have felt that, like...
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to feel stupid by saying I'm looking for something, so I'm going to pretend, like, I don't know, and it's fine, and it's cool. But, like, she wants something.
I also feel like, out of every relationship that she has portrayed on MTV, she's always been the person in control. And right now, she is not in control. And that also plays a problem. Like... With, what was
also,
the...
Also, she's a Taurus. I'm just gonna put that out there. She has the same birthday as two of your friends. And...
I can only guess who.
Your two Taurus friends.
Yeah.
She's a Taurus, so she's probably a bit stubborn, but, like, needs to be loved.
Jealous.
And a little bit envious. So, just saying.
Yeah, but, like, we saw that with, like, her first boyfriend from high school before Corey. We saw that with Corey.
Name?
I forget his name. Something not very, Scotty. Like, white boy-y.
But anyway, yeah.
So, like, we saw that. We saw Corey. We saw Jeremy. And then, yeah, I mean, the last boyfriend, like, didn't fucking count, but whatever. So, anyway, she's talking about being confused. And then, okay, we're going to cut to the next point of the conversation where she's talking about how Allie couldn't participate in the shark dive. And she was talking about how, you know, she couldn't do it, so they didn't include her. And can I just say, if my child had any sort of something, like any problem that she couldn't participate in everything, I wouldn't fucking do it. Like, if I had three kids, one kid that couldn't do everything, I would not do that. I wouldn't leave my one child out and go off with my other two kids and do them.
I want to say that I would feel the same way.
Mm-hmm.
I do, but I don't have I don't have children, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have any child with special needs.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have a twin who has a sister with special needs that also needs to feel special and important.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Because I know that Aaliyah irks both of us, but like... She needs to feel important by her mom because her mom has to focus so much energy on her twin sister. So, I'm not justifying the behavior. I'm just saying that I don't know that. And I think if it were like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity and Allie were with a bunch of people and like having a good time... I don't know that as a mom who has kids that don't have that would be like, no, we're going to stay back and blah, 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 blah.
But it's not necessarily about staying back. It's about just finding other activities to do as a
True.
Family.
I see that.
So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, whatever. Like, I've never been in this situation. You've never been in this situation. True. So, like, we will never know unless, pray to God, we are not. Like, more props to her for being able to deal with that. But...
Right. It's a difficult
I'd situation. I'd like to think that I would never want to do anything.
Like, and to exclude her.
Right. So, but sure. Who knows? Who knows? Anyway.
No, I get that.
So, yeah. So, then they're talking about how she's still talking to her friend. And then Leah keeps talking out of her ass, like her normal, like, self-motivational speaker. She still thinks she's a motivational speaker, and she was for 0.5 seconds, and it sucked. So anyway, she's still talking.
It was awful.
It was literally the worst. She's still talking out of her ass, and then,
Robbie,
that was the boyfriend. Thank that was you the boyfriend. So much.
Robbie.
Total white name.
Robbie was the boyfriend that she cheated on
everyone Tori
with, and she Jeremy cheated on Tori with, and everybody with.
Anyway.
He was trash.
So, total anyway. Trash, because I remember when he was on the 16 and pregnant episode.
Ugh, but regardless. He was ugly and trash.
So, anyway, so yeah, they were talking about that, and then she's talking about, how Allie is trapped in her body. Because, mm-hmm. Okay, I get what you're saying. It sucks. But I also don't think that Allie is, like, missing out on a whole bunch. Like, she does so much. She just went to Hawaii. She's still in cheer. She's still in gymnastics. Mm-hmm. She's in this. She does what she can, and she doesn't seem like she's upset.
I agree.
She doesn't, like, and I just feel like Leah's just very, like, she's just so trapped in her back. Like it's just woe is so me, almost. Weird. Yes. It's just, like, so strange. Or, like,
Allie's not complaining about it, but Leah is.
Right.
And maybe, like, that's because maybe, we see that.
Maybe, right. Maybe Allie complains about it behind closed doors. But I also don't think she's struggling. Like, she's definitely, like, she's more active than we all thought she would be from Dr. Yeah. Sow's diagnosis.
I, like, literally she's have written so here. Much more. I have... Clearly, this episode is sponsored by MDA, because this is the thing about the camp, and, like, I'm totally supportive of the camp. I'm 100%. Totally supportive of, like, a camp that is going to dedicate itself to children who have muscular dystrophy. I believe that it was called, like, Muscular Dystrophy Association was this camp.
Yep.
But they mentioned... MDA, the initials, over and over and over right, and over
constantly.
And over. Eventually they didn't. But I have that, and I also have... Wasn't Leah going to beauty school?
Oh, shit, I forgot about
and
that.
And I literally said, whatever happened to Leah going to beauty
That's
school?
That's so random and, like, a few seasons late, but, like, here we are. I forgot about that, honestly.
But anyway, I also have I Feel for Allie.
Yeah, and I definitely do. But at the same time, I feel like she's chilling. Like, she's good.
She is.
Like, I don't know.
I feel for her because her sister's mean to her.
Her sister's
her
a bitch.
Her mom can, like, sit there and, like, play the pity party on TV. But, like, it's real life we're talking about. And her sister seems mean.
I agree. 100%. My literal note after that. So, Corey, I put that... I'm surprised that Corey was on this episode.
Like, me I too, said twice. Earlier,
yeah, so I wrote that. And then, so they're having the conversation in the car, and he asked if she's worried, if she's nervous, whatever. And Allie said that she's nervous to be away from her sisters. And then my next note says, Aaliyah is a bitch.
Mm-hmm. Because is this then, when they're packing the suitcase?
Then she goes, no. Then she goes, she won't...
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, no, it was. Yeah, I'm lying. So then Aaliyah goes, she won't be able to make new friends. Who the fuck?
So mean.
Like, you don't... Like, also...
Who, she doesn't talk to anybody. She won't be able to make new friends.
Right.
And I get it. You know what? I was... Are they nine?
They're nine. Yeah, I think they're nine.
I was nine once, too. And there are mean girls, and there are nice girls.
I feel like people at the age of nine were meaner than the people at the age of, like, 16.
Mean. So mean.
Yeah.
And I think she was just mean, and that's her sister, so she feels comfortable making that joke. You know what I'm saying? Like... She feels okay saying that Allie is shy, but saying it in another level. But it wasn't okay.
No.
And I literally have written here, I have Corey's packing Allie's suitcase, like, just to remind myself of what was going on in that moment. And, like, it was so organized, and I literally wrote down, Corey is such a good dad. Like,
he is
such a good dad. Like, but if you watched that part of that episode... Like, he literally had Ziploc bags of her outfit.
Loved that. But I also just, so like, cute. I feel like when Aaliyah is, like, a dumb bitch to everyone, they kind of just, like, ha ha ha.
Like, let it happen.
Whatever.
But I think And I could be wrong. I think that's a guilt thing.
Yeah, because they focus. But they don't focus a lot of time on Allie. I don't know. Like, we're not with them
day 24/7, right?
But, like, from what we see, like, they don't.
They're not over the top focusing on Allie. But I think. And maybe you can kind of relate to this. Maybe. Because. Not for you personally, but. Mm-hmm. I think that when you have a child that has, like, needs more, you wind up focusing so much more and enabling so much more and this, that, and the other thing. And then the other child almost gets, like, kept by the wayside, and I think that they're trying to not let that happen.
That personally is still happening in my life, so yeah, I definitely
agree. But you know what I'm saying?
100%.
Like, totally get it. Trying I never looked to, at like, it like avoid that happening.
But also... Not a bitch to...
Right. Literally.
Yeah.
But that's all. That's what I see.
Yep. And then, anyway, so then they go to the first day of camp.
With Corey's dad and his stepmom, who are so sweet.
I love. Also, just piled all up into that truck.
That truck. And it was the quickest drive to camp.
2 seconds, man. So then Leah's like, so she calls, what, she calls Victoria... Or no, she calls Victoria after, but whatever. She's, like, talking about how nervous she is. Whatever.
She seemed like she was gonna cry, and I felt a little bad for her like, I can't imagine. But, like, you don't have kids, right?
You're right,
like,
I have dogs.
So, I don't have kids either, and I can't imagine having a child who's going away to camp for the first time, is only 9 years old, for a week. Like, you're sending your baby there. And, like, you're trusting them with your... I know, but you're trusting them with your baby.
No,
and,
I get it.
But and it's like, got to be a little, like, nerve-wracking.
Okay, I will give you that.
I wrote, okay, not sponsored, cameras not allowed into MDA.
Right. So strange. But also the weirdest part for me of, like, that car ride is when Corey's dad, Papa... says
Papa,
who's ready to go to camp? Like, one person in that car is going to camp. Like, obviously, Allie is ready to go to camp. He's like, woo! Anyway, so he's like,
he's trying to get the, like, party started.
And Allie's like, me.
Allie's like, shut the fuck up, motherfucker.
Allie's like, let me put my Beats headphones on and my fucking MacBook
Air. My MacBook.
So, yeah. And then after, so they drop the kids off to camp, everything's fucking great, and then Leah's on the phone with Victoria, her dumbass pregnant sister, who was still married when she got pregnant, but whatever.
Wait, I didn't realize that she was pregnant by
some random
guy that she met in Costa Rica, or Puerto Rico, or whatever it was.
Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
Anyway, yeah, she's pregnant by some rando, and she was married apparently when she got
But they were like separating, right?
Apparently not.
But I don't know.
Apparently they were separated after she got back, and after she was like, I literally have a baby
still together.
Yeah, whatever. So she calls her sister, and she's like, I'm so glad, like, Allie won't be left out of activities. And that's, like, literally where we leave them. And I'm just, like, so bothered by everything. So, yeah. And now, anyway, so we're on to Chelsea. And my first note says, Chelsea is wearing her Mom Life sweatshirt for the 20th day in a row.
My first note is, Chelsea's kids are so cute.
I love her kids. I think that they definitely are the cutest, for sure.
She's a good mom.
You know what? She is a good mom. She is a good mom.
Everybody can roast us all they want.
Like, sometimes I'm like, but then she really is. She really is. So anyway, yeah, I literally wrote Watson is the cutest
fucking
child.
Wait, can I say, like, what the beginning of this story was?
Yeah, because I haven't got to that yet, so you begin.
So the start of this story, and, like, I'm not carrying this podcast, Emily is, but I'm going to carry this. The beginning of this is Chelsea makes it known that Watson has been up all night and has not been feeling good, so Cole stayed home for Cheesy Potatoes Day.
Shut up, I put cheesy potatoes in it, but whatever.
To help with the kids. And if you don't know what Cheesy Potatoes Day is, it's the first day of school for Aubrey. And she always says, say cheesy potato!
But can I just say, like, I hope that, like, when I have a child, multiple children, whatever, I don't hope that Dennis will stay home for the entire day. I hope that he will stay home for the morning. He will go into work
You
late.
Have the help, or you like, have the love yeah. that Cole gives to her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I put Watson as the cutest child. Because he is. He's the cutest. I love how cute.
When she was picking the shoes out.
Yeah,
He's so cute.
Anyway, she's taking pictures of Aubrey because it's her first year. What is it, fourth grade? Is it fourth grade?
She's nine, so.
That is fourth grade.
That's so weird.
So anyway, she's like, cheesy potatoes! She goes, you stunning angel princess. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, thank you.
Like, right, are you talking to me?
So then they all pile their fucking farm load of creatures into the car. And Cole's driving and he's getting all emotional.
Wait, can I say something real quick?
Yeah.
So I want to know if anyone else thought this or if it was just me, but there's a scene in the car where Cole starts yawning.
Like he's tired. He's literally was up with Watson all night, apparently.
And a little weird. And did anybody else think it was gonna drastically like switch to Ryan driving him and Mackenzie
to their wedding?
To their wedding, like overdosed on drugs. Like that was literally my thought when I saw Cole driving. And then I was like, oh my god, it's totally fine. He's just a little sleepy. He's still chatting with Chelsea. Like everything's good. So
he doesn't need to put his sunglasses on for the conversation.
He doesn't need to put his sunglasses on. Just so everybody knows, he was totally okay. There was no driving to his wedding. Hi. So I just wanted to make that clear. And no driving to Aubrey's first day of school.
Yeah, he's not Adam.
No, he's just a little. He's just a little sleepy.
Yeah, he was up with like 25 kids.
Right, and Chelsea was snoozing like a bitch.
She was having a good time.
She was chilling.
Yeah, yeah.
Good for her.
So they get to the school and Cole, he was pretty emotional before, but like he definitely is all like, we need to take pictures of you walking into the school. And, like, Chelsea's like, no.
Chelsea seemed mad at him this episode.
She was like, we are having no more kids. Mm-hmm. And then Cole starts, she wants more and kids. Then Cole gets very emotional over Aubrey. He goes, you're 14. Like, you're
yes.
Not.
He but, was like, so upset. He was crying.
Honestly, I think that I can, like, some people get annoyed by Cole. Some people get annoyed by his tone of voice. Like, the way that they talk.
Well, the way they talk to each other.
Is very annoying. Very kiddy. But, like, I think that everyone would want a Cole. Because Aubrey is not his blood. And he's getting fucking choked up.
Literally crying.
He goes, I remember when you were in preschool. And Chelsea's like, stop.
She's like, shut the fuck up.
So it was, like, definitely weird. And then she talks about how she doesn't want any more kids and blah, blah, blah. And Cole's like, I want pictures of Aubrey going into school. And Chelsea's like, we don't have enough time. And it was, like, just very strange to me.
It was. Because I feel like she was mad at him.
I don't even know if she was mad at him, but I just felt like she was not, like, there. She wasn't present. And, like,
which
that
is why
her...
I feel she was, like, mad at him deep, like, maybe. Something else we didn't know about. You know what I'm saying?
She was butthurt that Watson wanted Cole and not her in the mm-hmm. middle of the night. Yeah, I don't know. It was weird. But it was just strange. Whatever. So she's like, no pictures. No more. We just let her out of the car. We're already wasting enough time. Like, blah, 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 blah. So then
that... And she probably also doesn't want to embarrass her.
Maybe.
She's getting to an age.
Yeah, and even, like, what did Aubrey say? She's like, don't tell people no pressure because then they'll feel pressure mm-hmm. or something like that at the end of that.
Like, Aubrey's getting to an age where she's uncomfortable by those things, and it's okay, and Cole doesn't get that, and he's just a dad.
Like, do you feel like Aubrey's gonna be a lesbian? Because I kind of, like, low-key feel like Aubrey's gonna have, like, be a lesbian. Like, I feel like the softball, and then this, and then that, and, like, she's gonna become a lesbian.
I mean, I wouldn't be shocked.
Same. Okay, moving
on.
Yeah. So Aubrey's at school, so that means Chelsea's stuck with the other two children.
They're so cute.
Yeah, like, literally.
And it's time for her to just have another one and keep being a mom. That's what I feel.
Do you really think so? Yeah. I feel like they should wait a little while.
No.
So anyway, she has, like, this, like, so she's doing a clothing line? Is that what it is? With, like, some, like, small...
That's my last note.
Small boutique... So,
is it in her town or it's an online
I'm pretty
boutique?
Sure it's in her town. And, like, they have an online one as well. So, like, they start doing that and they, like, she goes into the meeting and she has her, like, 27 children, but minus Aubrey. her babysitter with her. And there's a lot of camo. There's a lot of camo, a lot of flannel.
Really? I didn't notice any camo. I noticed a lot of Buffalo check.
So they
loves Buffalo check. They showed this picture of this plaid outfit that was red. It was a red plaid. But she was like, okay, yeah, but I want hunter green, and I want navy, and I want yellow.
And this just brought me back to the time where I think that Chelsea is very, like, she likes to, she's like Janelle. And I love Chelsea. I hate Janelle. Love Chelsea. But I think that they both conform to whomever they're with. Because I think that when Chelsea was with Adam, she was very,
leopard print.
Guido, cheetah, leopard, like.
But do you not think that was a time thing?
Was it?
I personally think so.
I don't know. It was just weird. And then all of a sudden, she was just, like, hunting.
But don't you remember, like, the time that Jersey Shore was out and, like, being super into, like, leopard print and super into the poof and super into those things?
Me, as a Jersey girl, love leopard print. Was never into the poof. Was never into, like, fist pumping.
No, but...
like, it was just, like, I don't know. I just feel
like in that time, it was a time for leopard print. It was a time for... the late 2000s, and we're gonna see that pop up again in our future. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
The time for that, and hot pink, and, like, all these, like, weird things. And I just think that Chelsea has, like, formed into the flannel, the buffalo check, the whatever. And, like, maybe it has something to do with Cole, and I could be totally wrong, but I don't know. I just feel like styles change, and she was stylish then.
She's stylish now.
And she's stylish now.
But she's also she's much more edgy now, which she I like. Is. I think she was edgy then. Like that. Really?
I do.
Oh, okay.
I think she was, like, edgy, like, weird fashion that it was then. And I think she's edgy fashion now.
Okay. All right. Sure.
That's what I feel. I could be wrong.
That's fine. Okay. I mean, we'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see if anything else
but
comes from
I
us.
Have to say... yes. Every diaper bag she has come out with, I want as my own personal backpack clutch.
I know.
And so far, the outfits that she's talking about, those are my style. That's what I love.
I definitely have to agree, and yes. Like, I told you the other day, like, when those Itsy Rissy bags came out, I was like, Dennis, I know, like, you haven't gotten me pregnant yet, but, like, please, can I get a diaper bag for my kid that I'm having in a year to 2 years?
Right, like, Dave
and
he's
like, we're not ordering a $150 diaper bag.
And you're like,
why not?
Did I miss something? Why?
Should we get a divorce?
We're having a child, so.
Eventually, yeah.
And it's so funny because, like, I feel like I, personally, am even farther from having a child. But I literally said to Dave the other day, I was watching the episode where they had the launch party for the Itsy Ritsy.
With,
like,
the two people.
What?
The two people in the crowd.
Right. With the little...
I loved that.
The crossbody.
It's like a Michael Kors.
Yeah, it was so cute. And I literally said to Dave, I was like, I want that so bad. And he's like, Kaylee, we're not engaged.
He's like, I barely know you.
I don't know if you know this, but we're not engaged.
Yeah.
Therefore, we're not married.
Therefore we're not having kids.
We're not having children.
And I was like,
oh. We're not? This is news to me.
Fucking men, they just don't get it.
I know.
Like, you know, you look at
and
one
you know
guy
what? In
one
your
day.
Defense, like, you're married.
Oh, yeah.
You should be able to order whatever fucking baby bag you want.
I feel like I would order it and Dennis would be like, I love this. Let's
save right, like,
it.
Just,
let's put
just
it in
bring
closet.
It to work.
Right. Use it as a laptop bag for now. Like,
it's
whatever.
Fine.
Yeah, no, he'd be fine.
You don't need to use the wipey slot.
The USB slot.
The USB slot?
Yeah. No, Dennis would be, like, pissed about it. Because they are expensive.
Only because he knows. What if you ordered a Michael Kors?
Dennis would be buying the Michael Kors.
Bitch.
Do you remember when he bought the Michael Kors for me? He tried to hide it from me, but I literally... we have a joint bank account.
But that was
so
because of
that.
Me. I told him what to get.
Did you? Yes. I didn't know that.
The navy one?
You never told me that. No, I have a black one. This one.
Oh, black. See, I'm a really good friend.
I also spilled things all over
But that. No, I remember him, like, going to order it, and I was like, yeah. He, like, asked me about that, and there was another color, and it was a color you wouldn't have liked. It was like a...
Red.
It wasn't red. It was like... I want to say it was, like, Kelly Green.
Oh,
and Dennis. I was like, no.
I know he's listening because he's very supportive of his wife, his cousin. So, Dennis. Anyway, let's move on. Glad he didn't get me Kelly Green. But
so, we're on to our last mom, right?
Our last mom. Yeah, Jade, who's carrying this fucking season.
Entire season.
Literally. But I also, I feel for her, and, like, we're gonna touch on that. I literally almost started crying at that one point.
Me too. With her orange nails.
Fuck, dude. Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
So anyway, my first note is, when is Chloe gonna grow hair? Because right. She is so cute, and she, like, my cute. One friend, her sister,
but they're both clearly like Jade was a natural blonde,
right?
And Sean is a natural blonde,
right?
So
right, my one friend, her sister had a baby a few years ago, and it took like a year or 2 years to, like, grow hair. Nina, actually, it took a while for her to grow hair. She was bald.
That'll be Nina's children, probably
because
Mike is blonde.
Yeah, they're both blonde. They're, yeah, whatever. So anyway, so I guess that we open up her segment on Jade's parents are fighting, and Jade's dad was staying at her house for her a few days. Yeah, they call her dad, though.
She says dad, but it is her stepdad. It is her stepdad.
Yeah, you're right. But he went back to their extended stay. LOL.
Right, like, he was staying with her because of her mom's typical bull-ass shit.
I hate her mom.
I just feel like those two are always on drugs, and they're always trying to recover and trying to get away from drugs, and that's what it all comes down to.
They say they're trying.
No, but that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I think that's what their fights come down to. Right. One of them is trying, one of them isn't, and it's just a nightmare.
Yeah. So anyway, so then Jade's talking.
And Jade made a comment about her mom wanting to run the streets.
Shit, you're right. I forgot about that. Mm-hmm. I didn't write that down because it was just like, man. But anyway, so then Jade's talking to her. Is that her cousin?
No, that's her stepsister.
That's her stepsister.
That's
okay.
They look like twins. Stepdad's daughter, and they look so much alike.
Okay, there's like a problem there because they are related. Anyway, right. So she's talking to her sister, stepsister, whatever, about how she's so happy that, like, dad is gone and blah, mm-hmm. blah, blah, and they're gonna, whatever. So anyway, then she's like,
and she's also sporting an amber bun. I wanted to make that a little clear.
I didn't notice that.
She was sporting an amber
good
bun.
Good eye. Mm-hmm. Good thing we don't talk while we sit next to each other and watch these episodes. Because you catch, like, these weird things that I don't.
She totally had an amber bun. But moving on. It was just, like, loose. There was no hair there.
Then she's like, fuck it. I'm going to dye my hair black. She's like, I need a new change.
Mm-hmm. I have that
so
next.
Then she dyes her hair black.
And it looks so much better.
I think it looks great. I think it looks really fucking great. And then we cut to a scene on her in the car, and her mom calls her.
Mm.
And her mom's like, I got my phone turned back on. But like, the last episode, Jade gave her money for her fucking extended stay.
She gave her, like, $250.
$50, whatever. It was $270. Her extended stay, her phone bill, because... That's when the whole thing with Chloe, whatever, her mom.
She couldn't get a hold of her mom, mm-hmm. who had Chloe XYZ.
Right. So then Jade's mom is like, Jade, we should get some dinner together. Me, you, and Chloe.
She goes, do you want to go out to dinner together?
Yeah. And then Jade goes, with whose money? And then mm-hmm. Jade's mom goes, well, I don't know. Then we can have dinner at your house. Because mm-hmm. Jade's mom is a broke-ass bitch. And Jade's mom doesn't have money. What is her name? Christy or something like that?
I think it's Christy.
She's trash. Whatever. And then Jade, she starts talking about, she's still talking to her mom, and she's like, you guys are messy. You guys are just toxic. Whatever. And this is where the point where I start feeling really fucking horrible.
Right.
For Jade.
My next note is, I feel for Jade.
Right. And she's like, she starts crying, and she says that she wants normal parents, and
like, legit crying. Like, bawling her eyes out. And this is where it's not just bullshit crying.
Yeah, I got very teary-eyed because same, girl. Mm-hmm. Like, same. Like, Maybe my parents are not drug addicts.
I thought of you, though, yeah. when I was listening to
I
that.
I was, like, dead-ass crying. Like, I was like, hello. Yeah, I got, like, very teary-eyed because it's, like, my parents are not drug addicts. For sure. My mom, and my dad, like, had his shit, and he's good now, but, like, it still doesn't make them
But parents. you were never their first priority. No. Is what it comes down to.
I was always their parent. Like, literally always.
Literally what Jade is going through is what I feel like you went through, but in a different sense. Like, they weren't drug addicts.
Right, and I'm still, and that's, like, to this day, and I feel like me and Jade, like, we can, if we ever meet, we won't, but if we ever meet, we'll bond on this, because, like, we will always be worried about our parents, because they will never get their shit together. We will always be responsible for them, like...
Which is not okay. It's not okay. And I remember her saying, like, she was so disappointed in them, and, like,
her tears were so legit.
She just couldn't stop crying, and, like, she's talking about how, like, Sean was her person, and, like, now she doesn't even have him because he has gotten lost to drugs pretty mm-hmm. much, and mm-hmm. like, she's just so disappointed in the people around her.
She's the only one that she can count on.
And her mom, like, the entire time she's talking, her mom keeps trying to interrupt her. Yeah. She's, like, trying to come back and interrupt her. And
my,
like,
mom does that shit to me when I bring, like, things up.
That shows mm-hmm. that, like, you don't even care about what your kid's going through because it's all about you.
They care to a point, but it's, like, they're, like, past the point where they
but
can,
her,
like,
parents not. Maybe your parents care to
maybe,
a point.
Maybe, yeah, I think maybe I'm,
but,
like,
hers, no.
Yeah, okay.
Because her mom literally said to her, get over it.
Mm-hmm. My mom would never say that to me. My dad would never say that to me. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
You know what I mean? Like, but regardless, her mom is beyond the point of that.
Yeah. So, like, they're a fucking mess. Well, whatever. Hopefully, let's pray for them, guys. Moment of silence. So, anyway, I literally put, they got nowhere in their conversation. Her mom was a dipshit. That's what I put.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so then they cut to a scene that, like, the stepsister is at the house, mm-hmm. And the mom was supposed to be there for dinner. Christy, that's her name.
Yeah, and Jade ordered, like, a bunch of food.
She ordered,
like,
a,
you could
shit
tell all,
yeah, there was a
right?
bunch of to-go boxes.
Like, you could
boxes.
See all the to-go boxes.
But also, like, just make a fucking tray. But we also come from a family of, like, I feel like...
Trays.
Some sort of cooking happens. Yes. So anyway, like, so Jade ordered
But it
a
looked
bunch
like salads. Like, a bunch of salads.
Yeah. No, it's not bad. It wasn't like it was, like, McDonald's.
No, I'm just saying, like, it wasn't, like,
bad.
They each got the same tray of food. It was
right.
just, like,
right.
a salad of this, or this, or this, or the whatever.
Right. So anyway, yeah, so they get food, whatever. Her mom's an hour late.
Mm-hmm.
Jade calls her, and she says, you know what? I'm just gonna have to cancel.
That's what Jade said.
And I'm like, you're at your own house. Like, why are you canceling? Like, I get it.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. Because her mom sends her a picture of her in traffic, and I feel like it's kind of bullshit because she's an hour late. But at the same time, you're at your own house. Like, there's nowhere for you to be.
I can almost comprehend that.
Okay.
But I can't at the same time, and I'm gonna
okay.
tell you why.
Okay.
So the whole thing that happened was Jade waited for an hour for her mom. Her mom didn't show up.
Mm-hmm.
After an hour.
Mm-hmm.
After an hour had passed.
60 minutes.
Her mom texts her a picture of
the
her
traffic.
In traffic.
Right.
That's after an hour.
Right.
She texts her this picture. And that's when Jade called and was like, listen. And this is the other thing, is this isn't even the point I'm making, but a piece I'm going to make is
mm-hmm.
she says to her, I gotta go to the store, I gotta get my kid to bed, yada, yada, yada. When you have a child, you need to keep your regimen, your schedule, because otherwise your kid is gonna be like all over the place. Your kid needs a schedule. So that's part of it. That's, like, a big piece that I understand from Jade is, like, my kid needs to know that bedtime is bedtime. It doesn't matter that they're late. It doesn't matter. It's your bedtime. It's your bath time, whatever. And I still have to go to the grocery store. That is my first point. My second point is I work in an industry. I'm a hairstylist. So I work in an industry that is based on time.
You're the same industry as she is.
True. Like, mm-hmm. she is going to school to be this. Mm-hmm. And I work in an industry that is based on time. So I can comprehend people's time, that nobody's time is more important than anybody else's time.
Right.
Therefore, what I'm saying is, I understand where Jade is coming from by saying, I need to cancel because you're this late. You're XYZ late. She didn't even have to put out an explanation as to why that is the case. All right. she had to say was, you are this late. My time is just as important as your time. My time matters just as much as the fact that you were this late.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Agreed.
Like, that's where I come from and understanding completely where Jade came from. Because there was a piece of me when I was watching it that was like, all right, Jade could have made an exception.
Because her mom could have been
there and she was on the highway. If she was on the highway.
But her mom did make the point. She was like, well, you go to the grocery store and I'll give Chloe a bath.
She did. And I saw that. And I was like, okay, I comprehend that. But you know what? If you make those exceptions for those people, mm-hmm. they're going to keep taking advantage of you.
And I get that. And I feel like I've never been to the point where Jade has been in her relationship with her parents, because it's never gotten that bad for me. But I do also feel like Jade's mom, I don't know about her dad. Her dad's not really in this, but her mom definitely still makes an effort. She does. Is it the best? No. But she tries. But why is that fair? It's not. And like, I think that, like, I don't know why I'm still like trying to like make excuses, but like understand.
But this is the whole thing, is like, if that were you in her position, why would it be fair?
Like, it wouldn't be. And like, I get
and
that.
And you'd be angry, like, if you were her. Like,
being me.
It is you being you, but if you were her, would you not be so angry? And you'd be like, you have lost your privilege to see your grandchild. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to continue with my routine that needs to keep happening. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I get
wouldn't
it.
You be like that?
Yeah. No, I totally get it. I get it. It's just, I don't know. I guess maybe we'll find out more in the next episode. Mm. But I definitely think that...
Maybe we will, I but definitely, I see where she's coming
I
from.
I definitely think that Chloe handled it the way that I would have handled it. Or, wow.
Chloe handled it so well.
Chloe was like, man. No, Jade handled it the way that I also would have handled it.
I feel for Jade. I yeah. really do. And I don't yeah. care what anybody has to sit here and say about
I have never sat here, watched an episode of Teen Mom, Teen Mom, whatever, and teared up. I had a tear.
I like, felt
straight
for her.
Up tear.
I did.
I think, yeah, I do. I
and
do.
Her parents I are on another level. Like, we ugh, both have crazy. Had to deal with parents who haven't done the most for us.
No.
But our parents have, neither of our parents have been addicted to a substance in our lives. And, like, we've had to deal with that. You know what I mean? And not to say that her mom even still is, but I have a note here that says
her mom is still on
her
something.
Mom sounded drugged up when
she
made the phone call.
Oh, yeah. She's definitely on something. And, like,
for sure.
If you're living in an extended stay with you and your husband that have had drug problems in the past, like, and you're still living in this extended stay and you're not getting a job and you're not getting a car and you're not doing that, like, there's a problem. Like,
yeah.
And coming from, yes, like, you know, like, my side of the family that has had problems, Dennis's side of the family that has problems, like, I see that. Like,
sure.
There's...
Sure. And honestly, like, this is the other thing that I see is, you know, I watch her mom, and I don't come necessarily from my immediate family mm-hmm. who has any sort of issues. I have family who has issues, but I don't have an immediate family that has issues when it comes to drug substance. And I notice that, you know, I watch her mom make excuses and I watch her
all
mom
the time.
Talk over her when she's
belittle her.
Yes, belittle her when she's just trying to get her feelings out and why she's feeling this way. Her mom will belittle what she's feeling, make her feel like what she's feeling is not important, and talk over it and say, you're wrong, pretty much. Like,
right.
Jade, you're wrong. And that's not okay.
I don't want to, like, get, like
emotionally attached.
Right.
Sure.
But my mom does that to me, too.
Yeah.
Like, my mom for sure does that to me. Like, I will be like, this is what bothers me about you. Like,
And she deflects, right?
Right. She'll be like, well, this is your fault. Like, kind of like the same way. And she'll, like, yes. turn it back on me. Like Christy, right?
Christy
does on Jade. And that's not cool.
Yeah, it's not cool. And it's like, I think that a lot of...
It's not cool.
It's not cool. But I think a lot of addicts, and I'm not calling your mom an addict.
No, she's not, for sure.
She's not, but, like... Your mom, who is somebody who is almost an addict to her own behavior, not drugs, just who she is as a person.
Yeah, and I don't and ever that's not fault her fault. For that.
It's not no. her fault. It's who she is. But I think that people who have some sort of a substance abuse issue or an issue with a family member, whether it's your child, whether it's your sister, whether it's your parent, whatever. I think that these people, you know, they can't see the other side. It's just mm-hmm. not a possibility for them.
Mm-hmm.
They're almost narcissist, you know, where they can only see what they're seeing and feel what they're feeling.
Yeah. And we've had this conversation before for sure. many a time.
And we're probably going to have it again in our 100%.
Conversation. Anyway, so that kind of wraps up that episode of Young and Pregnant.
We didn't really talk about the Ashley Jade beef. Are we going to leave that to next?
We can talk about next episode. I mean, let's leave it to our next episode.
Yeah, we'll leave it to our next episode. We'll leave that.
There's a little bit of beef between Ashley from Young and Pregnant and Jade from Young and Pregnant / Teen Mom 2.
Yeah. I think that we'll kind of talk about that in our next Young and Pregnant episode.
I'm definitely looking forward to that.
Which is coming out on, is it Thursday or Friday?
One of the two. Look for it Friday morning. We'll definitely be there.
It'll be there on Friday morning. So pretty much what we're going to do, and this week is a little bit off because we have we're kind of catching up. So this episode is going to be posted tonight, mm-hmm. which is Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So Sunday the 3rd.
This is the 3rd. Yep.
Yep. Sunday, November 3rd. This is going to be posted.
I've been 25 for 1 month.
How wild.
I feel like I need to check myself into a home.
Check in.
Yeah.
So we're going to post this. This is going to be posted Sunday, November 3rd. We're going to have another episode come out on, what did we say, Thursday, right?
I feel like we should do, like, since we're catching up on
Thursday. Prior to Thursday.
So we're going to be doing Chris Watt.
We're going to do an episode.
So since we're wine, yes. crime, TV time, we're touching on the crime time, our next episode. So we're going to be putting that out Tuesday.
Okay, yes.
Yeah.
Tuesday, we're going to put
November Chris 5th. Watts. Yep, Chris Watts.
November 5th, Chris Watts. It's going to be kind of like a very detailed episode, so it may be quite long.
Kaylee is very pumped for this.
I am. I took a lot of notes, and it's going to be pretty long. So, you know, this may be one of those episodes that you listen to on your ride to work and pause and then listen to again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But then after that, we're going to be talking about Teen Mom 2 mm-hmm. and Young and Pregnant again on...
More so Young and Pregnant. Mm-hmm.
True, because we didn't talk about Young and Pregnant at all this episode.
We tried. So that'll be Thursday, November 7th / Friday, November 8th. Definitely more Friday, November 8th, mm-hmm. because we work.
Maybe late at night, but that's a stretch.
Late at night, Thursday. Yeah, because, like, we have jobs. Like...
And then
we're trying here
the following Sunday, which is November 11th, right?
Nope, the 10th.
I'm sorry, November 10th. So tune in November 10th for our next true crime case.
Yeah, and then we'll be on our schedule. And we're like, you know, like I said, we're new at this. So, like, we're gonna put Teen Mom and Young and Pregnant into one episode. But it will be hard. And we might have a longer episode. But we're gonna do it.
Right, this could be a 2-hour episode.
This week will be 2 episodes. We just decided that. For sure.
And, you know, this week we're putting these 2 out. And, like I said, typically our schedule is going to be... We're going to have a Sunday episode that is a true crime episode. and a Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
A Thursday episode that is a Teen Mom 2 and Teen Mom Young and Pregnant episode.
Yep.
So that's kind of where we're at.
Yeah. Anyway, I think that kind of wraps it up.
So thank you guys so much for listening. We hope to hear you back. We are now on Anchor.
Breaker.
We are on, what
Breaker?
Is it?
Is it Breaker?
We're on Anchor, Breaker, iTunes, and Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, just please give us a listen on one of those and give us a rate. You know, give us a star rating.
Give us something, man.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that this one was so long, but, like, this is our thing.
Yeah, and we will try
and dumb it down a little bit more next time for sure.
But we're learning our bridges.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, we'll see you guys next week.
Thank you so much for listening.
Bye.
Bye.